Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory. The Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Marlins lost to the Rockies yesterday, 6-4.
Prospects! Oh, this is great! Prospects!
So, I want to thank you guys.
Yes.
Because everybody in the building, I now have to explain the story of the blue chin.
Well, why are you thanking us?
But why?
And now they're circling.
Oh, did you come?
Now they're circling. Yeah. Like,
why wouldn't you be able to show off your blue chin?
See?
That's such a great look.
I wouldn't say great necessarily.
No, it's a good look, dude. It's a good look.
No, it's not. You're just jealous because you can't grow chin hair.
Listen, you don't have to lash out at me talking about my facial hair because I would love to walk around with a blue chin beard.
And here's what you have. Smeathan. Hoping Leroy somehow gets arrested after the show solely for the mugshot.
God, I would never wish that on you, but that would be fun. I would never wish that on you, but God, that would be
that's going to live this guy. Kind of Jennifer decided to match her outfit and her mug with my beard.
Yeah. Well, they'll show this one off, too.
It's a little bit of solidarity, don't you?
Check out this one on the screen from Leroy.
Oh, my gosh. Look. Dates out good.
Leroy, I actually.
It's relentless. Look.
So good.
It's terrible.
It's so great.
No, it's not.
This is good art.
This is good. This is good.
I tried doing something also, and it came out a little too dark. How do you feel about this?
Oh, my God. What
doesn't really look like Leroy either, but I tried making him look like
Hades. Is that
Hades.
Like from Hercules?
It's like the bad. It looks like the bad guy in Mortal Kombat.
Finish him.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
You do look like a superhero.
You know what we do need, though?
I will say it's my favorite Disney movie.
Can you take your blue chin over to the window and give us a weather update from the Demesman & Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call at 866-954-MORE.
See, this is something you don't see everywhere.
Oh, yeah, look.
Because I'm a golfer, I can just look outside and give weather reports.
Well, today's a little bit,
cowards who have all the access in the world to weather can't tell us what the weather is. Look, mostly cloudy. Go figure. It's raining. Yes, it's raining. Hold on. I can't see where the wind's coming from because there's no planes. And I'm going to guess it's coming out of the east, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because early.
You feel that in your chin?
Yuck it up, funny guy. Yuck.
Hi, Lynette.
And I'm going to say it's probably a little bit cooler, like mid-80s, 85, right? But it's going to rain all day because I'm not seeing any lighting up. Yeah. And if you live in South Florida and have to drive anywhere, hey, just because it's raining doesn't mean you can't drive the speed limit. Stop looking around and driving scared, or get off the highway and get on a side street. You can drive slow.
See, and you wanted me to drive.
He did excellent. There is a 100% chance of rain. He was totally correct on that.
We saw that.
Thunderstorms as well. Winds coming out of the southeast at 13 miles per hour. You can expect this rain for the next couple days. It should probably clear up sometime around Saturday.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Whew. All right, Leroy.
He's a golfer.
He's a golfer. That's what he does. And shout out to the Miami Hurricanes, by the way.
Yeah.
They advanced to the Super Regional. First time since 2016. They beat Southern Miss yesterday 5-4.
What was this double elimination?
Super Regionals is basically the Sweet 16, right?
Yes.
And so you
and
play
then the
a
College
series,
World Series.
You play best out of three in the Super Regionals, and then the final eight go to the World Series.
Which All I right, think is it. Also double elimination, and then it's to the championship, yes. Which is a fresh series.
Right. Correct.
I like the name Super Regional.
Super Regional is a cool name.
Super Regional.
Well, remember, it used to only be you go to the World Series.
Huh.
They didn't have the different Super Regionals.
No, they've had Super Regionals. I think the system's been around for a while.
It has, but I'm trying to think. Did I?
But it's been a while for the kids.
Because I know when I was in, when I was in college, we had a run.
Who'd you have, Jeets? Was Jeets at your school?
What? No. He never went to Michigan.
He didn't?
No. My freshman year was, who's the dad of the kid that played point guard for Miami? He played for the Reds.
Oh, Barry Larkin.
Barry Larkin was there.
Oh, yeah.
I played with Jim Abbott.
That's cool.
I was
telling myself about Jim Abbott the other day.
He was like excited about, he says, man, you're awesome. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you are, I'm in awe of you.
My son was trying to wonder, he goes, has there been anybody who pitches the ball with two hands at once? I'm like, nope, that's ridiculous. And he goes, has there ever been somebody who hits with only one hand? I said, Jim Abbott.
He didn't hit.
He did hit. We looked this up. We did this bit. We've looked up Jim Abbott's hits. He had three hits in his career. And I think two of them were against the same pitcher.
No, he didn't.
We looked this up.
I'm telling you, he was always in it.
Okay. You're not gonna tell me no. We've done this before. We were gonna call Jim Abbott about it when it was like he has three hits, I think, in his career, and two of them are off the same guy. And I think we're in different games.
What is Derek Jeter doing?
So Derek Jeter, so he does the A-Rod thing where he's, A-Rod claims UM, but he didn't go there. Yeah. Jeter does the same thing with Michigan.
But Jeter, I think Jeter's from Ohio.
Dude, a Michigan.
I thought he was from Michigan.
No, I think he's from Ohio.
He reps the Wolverines pretty. Didn't you see Jeter in a game?
He was born in New Jersey, though. But, you mean, where did he grow up kind of thing? I don't see it.
I think he was going to go to Michigan and then got drafted or something. So that's why he became a Michigan fan.
But he moved to Kalamazoo, Michigan when he was five.
Okay, there you go. There it is.
Kalamazoo?
Yeah. He received an All-State Honorable Mention Baseball Scholarship to attend University of Michigan and play for the Michigan Wolverines. But I guess obviously he decided to forego that. So I think there's something like that with baseball. When you receive a scholarship there, you get to claim the school. He's probably got an honorary degree there too.
No.
Yeah, like Shaq.
No, Shaq doesn't have an honorary degree. He has a real degree.
All right, dude.
I don't like that you do that.
There's no way he did college algebra.
He did all of the college courses to get his doctorate. He's
online?
Dr. Shaq. No, he did it. He went to class.
He didn't go to class. No, he was expecting me to believe he went to class.
He did
Maybe
go to class.
Online.
Okay. He went to ENC 1101.
Speaking of Shaq, you remember who jumped over Shaq?
Yeah.
Jaime Jaquez.
What a downfall it's been since then.
Okay. That was a highlight.
I got to tell you right now, I saw something on Ira Windeman's Twitter page. He retweeted a tweet from the NBA.
Oof.
And it was introducing the NBA player correspondence for the NBA Finals presented by YouTube. Number one, Jared McCain. All right, Jared McCain had a nice little couple months, got injured, no bigs, whatever.
Cool.
Dyson Daniels, just made all NBA first team defense. Good for him. Matis Buzelis, Heat killer. Rookie. He is also one of the player correspondents.
Looking for cheap labor, I see here.
But also going, Jaime Jaquez Jr. And I got to just tell you, I'm not going to be.
What?
Yes, you are.
I'm not going to be the
guy. You're going to be the guy.
I'm not going
to
be the guy.
You're getting ready to be the guy.
I just want to
say. You are getting ready to be the guy.
I'm not going
to
be the guy.
Because you came in hot about this.
I'm not going to be the guy.
Look at the camera angles.
I'm not going to be the guy.
Matas Bluzelis.
That's pretty good.
I'm not going to be the guy who tells you you can't enjoy your off season and have some other experiences. Okay? I'm not going to be that guy.
And it's off season. Well, it's technically not even off season yet.
It's not. Well, it's his off season.
No, no, no. It's not off season yet.
It's whatever.
So we can't talk about guys not working in the gym or whatever when technically it's not the off season.
The only thing he should really be corresponding right now is his jump shot. Because really, to me...
Corresponding his bowels.
That too. But also, like...
Make
I gotta
sure
be,
you and your bowels on
I gotta
the same
be,
page.
I got to be honest with you, Leroy. No media jobs right now. I think he should bow out. It's just for
Why?
Me... Because, like, what does he need to correspond for? What was he going to... Unless he's getting tips.
Maybe he's the Latinos. Maybe they want a little...
That's what you think he's going for?
I don't know. I don't know.
I unfortunately do think, and then I start to think, are there no other representatives that could have been better than Jaime Jaquez? There's no one else?
For who? For like, the Latino crew?
Yeah, exactly. Like someone who could be on TV. And
I don't even think he's doing so much better.
And he's also
Why
not there talking
like this because you don't want to be wrong that he's full.
I don't think I am wrong.
Nah,
you don't
I'm
speak Spanish?
I don't think
he's doing
that much better.
So he's like Marcos.
No, wait.
Correct.
That much.
Imagine if I
no,
was
wait.
The guy.
That much is way above Marcos. None.
It really doesn't matter whether he speaks Spanish or doesn't speak Spanish because what he can't do right now is play basketball very well. Mm. And
but
I just
he's corresponding.
Yeah. Well, you want to know something? You know where he should be corresponding? The lab. That's where he should be corresponding.
Well, why? Sure. Wait. Here.
I don't want to be that guy.
Here, can
I don't want to be
this?
That guy.
You
I really
are,
don't. I, no,
you
I don't
want
to be. No, I don't want to be that guy.
You are one. To tell somebody where and when they should work.
I think
it's not off season yet.
I have a good pulse for when you should and shouldn't. And
no,
right
you
now,
don't.
No, I
no
do.
You don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
If Tyler Hero wants to go be a correspondent, go be a correspondent, okay? If Pella Larson wants to go correspond. I don't think Jaime should be corresponding right now.
Man. Why?
Because he needs to be corresponding his game.
Oof.
It... So, like, this sounds like, so if a Miami Dolphin got ousted in the first round, and then they're corresponding with ESPN from live from Super Bowl and stuff like that, you're saying they should be working out for next year already?
Name the player.
Yeah,
name
exactly.
the player.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it matters.
The guy just the played a whole
if
season.
If Liam Eichenberg was the correspondent, I'd be like, no thanks.
Yeah. What about Devon Achane?
Devon Achane, I'd be okay with.
So you're basing your theory on how well the guy performed the year previous.
Look how
year.
Well all these guys performed. You got a Bouzelis was all rookie. Yeah. Man, Jaime was all rookie a year ago.
Yeah. If you didn't do well, no extracurriculars.
You guys are brutal.
Not brutal, dude.
No, watching like, him play like, basketball
so,
was
so
brutal.
Wait. So wait,
focus on the bounce pass.
No. So Damn. Wait,
focus on the bounce pass.
Just question: when should a guy be working out for the following year? According to Tobin,
he has
no
work.
Not he in general.
Oh, take a couple weeks. For a season like that he just had?
The season isn't over yet.
He should be right back in there. Davion Mitchell was right back in there. He had a good season. Do I see Davion Mitchell correspondent in the lab? No. Want to know why? Hoop head.
He's a good boy, Davion Mitchell.
It really isn't. Like, look.
So you think, so. See, here's what I hate about sports. You guys fall for the photo ops.
Mm-mm.
Like... You know, every offseason, what my contact number was? 411. I would go away, do my own thing,
come back, play football the next year. Okay. I didn't want, like, I didn't need a crowd to let people know I was working out. I did my thing and that was it.
Sounds like you're on the same page with me.
No, I'm not.
I'm not asking.
Like, you want evidence that the dude is working out.
Not what I'm.
What if he's working out? What if he's been working out?
Then just work out. Don't go on the correspondent path right now.
Why? If he's working out, why does it matter?
Save it for year three.
Oh, year three can do it, but not year two.
If he bounces back.
True. Imagine two back-to-back years and now you're a correspondent.
So who else would you have instead of Jaime if...
From the Heat?
No.
I got to pick somebody from the Heat or just in general?
But maybe they're looking at, hey, you know.
You think they're really good? I don't think that's what they're doing.
No?
Yeah, like I don't think they have Dyson Daniels and be like, hey, we're really getting the Australian crew here. I don't think that's what they're doing.
Good day, mate. Welcome to the...
You really stretched down there for your Australian.
Oh, do I look Australian?
That was good.
Right now you do. Bloomin' onion.
Didgeridoo blue.
We already did the bluey joke earlier, so I don't want to go back to that well, but that's also Australian.
Say didgeridoo blue.
Dade South is kind of blue. Look, good luck to him. I hope he has a good time.
No, I don't understand.
I hope
why
he has a good time.
I get upset that you, why do you think, right, that you have a better idea of what it takes to prepare for the following year than the
you
guys?
You be Jaime's agent. Okay, let's role play a little bit. You be Jaime's agent. You call Jaime and tell me about this opportunity. Do it.
No, I would say
you do it.
As the agent presented it to
you,
Jaime.
I'm asking you. You call me.
It's the other way.
No.
The agent presented it to Jaime.
Right, so you call me and you present it to me.
Okay, that was amazing.
A very impressive phone.
What the hell is that? That sounds like a...
Hey, Jaime.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Chris?
The league just contacted me. They want you to be a correspondent during the finals.
Oh. What does that mean? What does that mean?
That means you're just going to be a correspondent. They're going to go to you periodically and get your input. And
look, I appreciate it. I think after what I did last year, the focus has to be on hoops and hoops alone. Talk to you later.
Give you 200
Click.
Grand.
Hey. Get me 200 grand to do a commercial. Do your job.
Wait!
Not the time right now.
Hold on.
Click.
Hold on. Everybody buckle up.
All right.
Because if Jaime was on a commercial right now, this dude would be saying the same thing. Okay. And you know it. You stop lying to these people.
He'll say, wow, handsome.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't say, hey, instead of a little photo op, why don't you go shoot some threes? Why don't you go work on work in the lab?
And the real investment you should have is in your game. Mm.
You are the worst. This guy, I don't understand how all this time I've been doing a show with him, and he picks the opposite side that I know if it were the other way, he'd be doing the same thing.
Mm-mm.
So if Jaime would have did the commercial like you said, you're telling me you wouldn't be saying the same thing, and you bet not say
he already gets a lot of commercials, and I'm like, this is what we got right now for the commercials?
Not local stuff.
He's on a lot of the Heat commercials that they have. It's a lot of Jaime Jaquez Jr.
This is a national thing.
Yeah, he did. So, Jimmy gifted him a commercial.
True.
Gifted?
Hotels.com.
Yep. Tobin always pulls the reverse card on everybody. He does.
I'm not pulling the reverse card.
Wow. I know. You are. Because you said go do commercials. If you saw, right now, if we were looking.
Well, you made it a money thing. You threw it in as a money thing.
Yeah.
I would say, like, hey, listen, invest in the game.
But why would you say he's not? What if he is working out?
Now he's going to go wear a workout in Oklahoma City?
No, but I'm saying, what if he's getting his work in? And just because you don't see it means he ain't doing nothing?
It's not that he's not doing nothing. It's just like no funsy stuff right
now.
You
do realize.
Task at hand.
It's June.
Yeah.
You do realize it's June, right?
Yeah. Well, we just had a wasted season. He didn't take advantage of that.
Oh, my goodness. You're the worst.
I'm rooting for the kid.
Well, oh, man, I had something the other day. Thinking of food. Gyro fries.
Did you have it with blue cheese?
Point for Tom!
Run, boys, big boys!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Chop Robinson got the orange jersey today.
Ooh.
They are outside, by the way.
Wonder what's on this playlist.
I don't know.
They're
outside.
Find
out, we don't find out till after.
Yeah, that's true. That's cool.
So, getting the old hands on the slick footballs today.
Yeah.
Check that on out, everybody.
Football.
What do you got, Frogboy? You have claimed that you are a draft expert after also claiming you're an NFL insider.
Indeed.
I don't know what you've done to back up those claims.
Mm-hmm.
So, you want to give us NBA, your NBA draft prospects. How are you doing this?
Let me tell you something about the NBA draft.
Okay.
Lot of hoopla. So many players to pick from.
Yep.
You got a couple guys at the top that you know, mm-hmm. but very rarely is it as deep as the 2003 class, for example. So your boy, Frog Boy, sifted through all the lily pads, through all the muck, and decided to bring to you, the Miami Heat fan, a recurring segment that will provide.
So wait, this is going to be a multiple thing?
It's a big board.
It's a, okay.
You know what? In each time, I will provide for you 5 stars. That's 5 different players ranking from 1 star to 5 stars, in my opinion, that I believe the Miami Heat should draft.
Okay.
So for all those who are lost, and you're oh my God, who am I? No Cooper Flag, oh my, we're never going to get anybody. I am here to save your day.
Wow, okay.
Here's the background information.
Who is that character? That's Whiny Heat Fan?
That's Whiny Heat Fan. That's Whiny Heat Fan for sure. We're never going to get anybody. Cooper Flag. All right. So I will present to you, let's start off with star number 1, which means in my level, that, you know, not necessarily the greatest fit, but it's someone to keep an eye on because he'll probably
okay,
be
so
around.
Star number one is one star.
One star.
So not that impressive in your eyes.
Not that impressive.
Second rounder.
You know, no, he's still potential at the 20th pick. All these people are potential at the 20th pick, but I would give him one star in regards to how well he matches up with our team and how talented I think he is.
Your it's team just, ain't good enough to be matching
let's just,
players.
Let's just get let him get to his bit.
Let's do it! Our one star, we talked about this last week, Drake Powell from North Carolina.
Okay.
Drake Powell, 6'6", 195 pounds, 19 years old. Had a solid season out of North Carolina, shot about 49%. Reason why he's one star is where he has what we call the Jimmy Butler syndrome.
What's that?
He only averages 5.7 shots a game.
Hmm.
I need a guy who's going to be able to take that bucket and put it in the basket. Not when he feels like it, not when his back and his sickness and whatever he wants to stand in a corner. Jimmy.
This happens in college a lot, though, dude.
Yes.
You got to be able to extrapolate that from, you know, the actual stats and numbers they're giving you, because Jordan wasn't a prolific scorer in college.
Absolutely.
Prolific? Huh? Yeah.
What?
Jordan wasn't a prolific scorer in college.
I don't think that's what you said.
What did I say?
Prolific.
I said prolific.
You definitely didn't.
Tape will tell. Tape will tell.
Prolific.
Well,
Schmieth and Schmoldick says you look like the Duke Blue Devils logo.
It's rough. He does, though. He kind of does. It's a blue goatee. Hmm. Drake Powell, by the way.
Okay.
Drake Powell?
Hmm?
I forgot today was Blues Day.
Drake Powell, what?
Pretty good first name.
All right.
One star, though. One star.
But only one star, a one star name in your eyes.
Well, I mean, that's the reason why he's got the one star thing. It's really, okay. Really the name.
Just the name is the
just
only thing.
Just the name.
All right.
Smeathan is on your line. Mm. How do you put a bucket in a basket?
He's 31 on ESPN's big board right now.
Look at that.
So it would basically be a reach if the.
We'd be reaching draft, if we went for him.
Okay.
Let's go on to star number two.
Okay.
Now, I know that we need ball handling.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that that is a thing that has haunted us. So for this one, I went ahead and sought out a guard that would be able to hold things down.
Okay.
At a BYU for this
like
one.
That.
Edgar, I don't know if it's Demon or Demon. And let me tell you something. It's D-E-M-I-N. If it's Demon, meh. If it's Demon, wow, now we're talking, dude. Let me tell you my favorite thing about him. He is a point guard. He can handle the ball. But when he's not doing his point guard duties, he can also be a small forward because he's 6'8". Like a guy who can handle the ball and he's tall. We call that the Halliburton.
He's probably going to be a top 10 pick.
Well, you never know. I mean, nationality, Russian, probably a sweet accent. So that adds some star capability.
Hey,
yeah.
Next time you do this, actually pick players who are going to be around the general vicinity.
Oh, you see, you know, don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he knows because on other projected
that guy's going to be a top 10 pick.
You don't know that. He's going to be potentially, I have him slated here at 17.
You have him slated?
Well, not me personally. One of these mock drafts has him here slated at 17.
Well, my mock draft has him at 10.
He's going to drop to us.
Okay.
There you go. And so you're saying that if we do get him, that's a steal of the draft. And you heard it here first. Only two stars, though. Only two stars on my
Give book. Us your fifth star because we got to get out of here.
Not a problem. Our fifth star is probably the guy who I had been watching the most because of the tenacity and defensive capabilities that he brings. And that is Thomas Sorber. Thomas Sorber, 14.5 points, 8.5 rebounds, but most importantly, 2.5 blocks and 1.5 steals. I feel like this 6'9" forward with 7'2" wingspan could add a lot to the Miami Heat. That is my five-star performer who hasn't been drafted yet, so how can he be a performer? Who knows? Thomas Sorber. Pretty good.
That's why you're an NBA draft expert.
You know, I know some things. Wingspan. You want to talk about wingspan? That guy has wingspan.
Your wingspan is 4'2".
That's offensive. Frog span.
Yeah.
Again, hurting my feelings.
Take a break. Give some final thoughts coming on up, including, should Leroy keep the goatee? Back after this.
Yes.
No!
Let's get to the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to repeat, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
the Florida Panthers. Leroy drank an Arctic Vibe and it went straight to his beard.
I wasn't even thinking that, but I mean, if you know. Zazoff insists. Great job.
Ended the show there with no more blues, Leroy. Just wanted to let you know. No more blues.
I think it's a good look. I think you should go with like different colors every day.
Yeah, like the Jimmy Butler braid thing.
Right. You're sending subliminal messages?
What?
Subliminal when I was messages? Blonder. Was
And you better get out of the
hey. He went, bah! He was zipped on through that one.
Oh, you said prolific. That's what you said.
I
Rusty.
Said prolific.
You definitely didn't.
I said prolific.
No, you didn't. Okay. No, you didn't.
I did. Mm-mm. I said prolific.
That's what you tried to say.
Oh, my gosh.
Spaghetti. Really?
Panthers are back at it tomorrow, of course. The Stanley Cup Final gets going. Today, it is media day.
Why do I get the feeling that we do this show not to entertain the people listening, but to be entertained ourselves?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. All right.
Mm-hmm. Think there's going to be any trash talk, or is everybody going to be super cordial? Wouldn't it be great if Sergei Bobrovsky just came out and be the Leon Draisaitl? He called him Donut Boy.
Wow.
And you're like, I don't get it. What's that for? He goes, that's for the amount of goals he scored on me in the Stanley Cup final last year.
Donut Boy.
What if Sergei went up there and just started eating donuts? Like, Sergei, what are you doing? Just eating shutouts, dude. Focused. Just completely out of character.
I have to say, you got this guy turning into
just completely out of character. We just get trash talking Sergei.
He ain't talking. Who would? I mean, we get Kachuk.
We know Kachuk's going to do it. We know Marchand. We know that. I'm talking Marchand. About. It'd be great if, like, we start getting the unusual characters doing it, like Etu Lostarinen's just talking trash. Mm. Like, Etu, I didn't know you had it in you. Just in their Finnish accent, being like.
Too nice, though. Honestly, I don't think they're too nice. They're too focused. Focused.
I don't know. I think you have a good mix of trash talkers and quiet guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you think, like, when they get to Nico Mikola's podium at Media Day, it's just like a chew toy and then just, like, you know, leave him a salmon? Nico, what do you think about Conor McDavid? Very good. I think you just said cats in five.
Blue Dort.
What time do they talk? You said 4 o'clock?
I think 4 o'clock is Panthers, and I think
our time or their time?
4 o'clock our time. Okay. So it's 2 o'clock their time.
Okay. So they're 2 hours ahead of us.
I thought they were supposed to talk
already. Right?
They're 2 hours.
No, they're replaying the Panthers.
Yeah. But no commercials. I mean, I guess that would be
Can I just tell you, I'm remembering this game now.
Yep.
The final score was 2-1.
Yep.
And that third period was the most nerve-wracking of a sports event I have ever seen.
Very right? Very tight cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
There's the old goose egg.
Dreidel, yeah. Dreidel. What?
Goals this series for Leon Draisaitl, 0.
Yikes.
And he looked flustered by the end of it, too.
Yikes. We've gotten better, too, man. We've gotten better. Talent-wise and, like, as far as our identity, it's solidified now.
I just think it's, like, every time they're just like, oh, look at all the skill that's coming at the Cats. Aho, Matthews, Kucherov, Connor McDavid. It's like, cool, dude. Like, yeah, the Cats, I'm sorry. You acting like the Cats are full of turnstiles.
Really?
Out here.
Look at this.
Now, look, he's truly bluey.
Okay.
I can't stress.
So, Trevor said the Oilers are talking right now.
Mm. Why aren't they on TV?
Because we're watching this.
No, they said they were going to stream it on NHL.com, on NHL Network, and right now I'm watching.
Maybe it's NHL.com.
Get it on television, NHL Network. This is your job. Not that I don't like watching them kick their ass right now.
Yeah. It's on YouTube. I do see it on
Blue Lululemon.
See, though. Who are
I love these? How that's the one that made you laugh like that.
Scooby Dooby Blue.
How bothered does that dog look by the outfit she puts on him, though?
Yeah.
That's just not true. He loves this one.
Yeah, really?
You can't continue to say that.
It doesn't. Why does he look like he's being held hostage?
Yeah.
They're not speaking.
Well, he's not. He came to me.
He's like, I hate this.
No, he's
my third costume today. How many outfits has he worn?
Come on.
Today?
Be honest. Uh-huh.
Be honest, Posh.
Honest, Posh.
Be honest.
Be honest.
I'm being very honest.
Dogs wearing clothing. What is this, 2004?
Trevor, please say that to my face.
Ooh. Well, only if it's not raining, though, Trevor, because she might not be here.
Yeah, he may.
Yeah.
Next week, though. Ooh, she'll get you.
She's
going
to
get you.
I got to set an appointment.
Oh, he's going to get you.
Stupid Oilers.
Stupid Oilers.
What was that? Oh, who said the, wasn't that my cousin Vinny? Hmm. Where he said, so if I come back here tomorrow, you'll have my money.
Hmm. Just seems like a pointless thing. Like, why would you put the replay now when they're talking?
You know, I went on
Seems
YouTube.
Like bad programming.
I didn't see anyone talking. I saw a guy holding a microphone, but I don't know.
Is Jaime Jaquez there being a correspondent?
Mm. He's working on his golf swing. Anything but basketball, Jaime.
Hmm.
Nah.
I don't see anybody talking. I see some guy with great hair who's talking to some other reporter. Yeah. Doesn't look like anybody's at the podium yet. Also looks like they're in a really dank practice facility right now.
Yeah. You know, besides I said, he says NHL Network doesn't need programming since it's losing money. The reason why it's losing money is because now they've mainstreamed a lot of hockey, so there's no games or nothing to put on the NHL Network, which is a fine, believe me, NHL Network may be losing money, the NHL is not. Because the games that they put on all the other networks brings in way more money than they would get by having them on the NHL.
I don't think any of those TV, any of those things, they've been saying that about the NFL Network. That they've been trying to sell the NFL Network for years.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it looks like they're all gathering around to get talking, but nobody's talking yet.
Yep.
Let's get going already.
Why?
And we better say something. I don't know. I need hockey. It's been a lot of days. Ready for action. You're not ready for action?
I'm ready for action.
I'm ready for puck
drops,
dude.
But the first action is going to be this.
Well, we appreciate you providing us with so much entertainment today.
Don't
Please do not remove it.
I'm removing
it. Come on.
Why?
It's a fan favorite. Good.
Maybe change it for red for the cats.
Ooh. Yeah.
If I try to put red in, it'll come out purple. Nah, you understand how colors work, jackass?
Color theory.
Obviously, you didn't.
I didn't do this.
Okay,
dude.
You didn't.
You think I didn't? I'm seriously, I didn't do it.
But you let her do it.
You did not do
it. I kind of.
Always using big.
Yes and no.
You let her.
Like, I was already halfway in when she grabbed my chin with the stuff on
it. That's amazing.
So it was either going to get cut off or I see it through. So I said, you know what? Bluey and the Breed. Bluey and the Breed.
That's our show, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.